This is our Vent Stay segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news, and we'll stick with the traffic issue and talk about traffic enforcement as one of our topics. Super Tuesday results as the other topic. Here's how to join us, 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. We'll expand the traffic issue just a bit beyond the red light cameras. We put our Vent Stay survey up yesterday morning and got an immediate response, especially from folks in Reading, to the same questions we'll put to you. First, give us your sense of traffic law enforcement. Too heavy? Too light? About right? Next, give your own observations about which traffic laws are over-enforced. Did you get nailed for going 5 miles an hour over the limit or something similar? Another question, which traffic laws are under-enforced? Would you like to see more tickets handed out for texting and driving, or more trucks pulled over for maneuvers on the road, or more bicycles pulled over for hijinks in traffic? Emily Curitan joins us again with the results of our Vent Stay survey. We'll share those. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic, of course, Super Tuesday reactions to the primaries and caucuses. 15 different states, a whole lot of different results. Big for Trump, big for Clinton. So still a bit of a game in some eyes, but the beginning of the end in some other eyes as well. Let's get your take on what you saw on Super Tuesday and what you think about the campaign going ahead. 800-838-3760. To join us by phone, by email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. First call goes to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. On the first topic, I find that in Reading, people think it's a waste of effort to use their turn indicators, and that most people don't care that they don't have lights working on their vehicles.
Which kind of lights? Headlights, taillights?
Headlights, taillights, turn signal lights. You know, it's just amazing to me that people just have no interest in whether that those work or not.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Super Tuesday thing, that's a great deal for the Republicans, because most of the Super Tuesday states are in the South, where the Republicans are almost certain to win in November. And I'm wondering, of the seven states that Mrs. Clinton won,
mm-hmm.
I think Massachusetts was the only one that's certain to go for the Democrats in November, and the six that she won in the South, I think, are almost certain to go for the Republicans in November. I don't think any of them have gone for a Democrat in a good many years. Possibly Obama won in Arkansas in 2008, but I don't think he did in 2012. So I wonder, you know, the value of that to the Democrats. It doesn't make any sense to be cheering wildly about winning the primary in a state in which you have no chance of winning in November.
I think part of it is Mark, that they give a look at what a different kind of the electorate is. I mean, when you move into the South, when you've been working in two northern, mostly white states in Iowa and New Hampshire, you get a very different perspective when you start moving into the likes of South Carolina and Alabama,
yeah,
and Arkansas.
Of course,
and so
you
forth.
Do, mm-hmm. But it doesn't make any real difference for the Democrats, because they don't win in South Carolina. They don't win in Virginia. They don't win in Alabama.
Virginia, they do. I think the last two elections, Obama took Virginia.
Well, you're
right about
it.
When you get to Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, Arkansas, and Alabama, all of which Hillary Clinton
won. I mean, there's
won.
No way in the world that Democrats going to win Texas.
Don't see that happening either. Mark, thanks for the thoughts. Good to have you here. This is Vent Stay on the Jefferson Exchange. You can vent on Super Tuesday results or about traffic enforcement or both. Emily Curitan in the studio with me, as we do with every Vent Stay segment now. And this was an interesting survey that we put out. We've been putting this survey out the day before Vent Stay each time now. And we got this one out early enough, and you got a fair number of connections to it that people seem to respond quickly.
We did, and I think a lot of that had to do with our audience. We really reached out to folks in Reading via Facebook. So we got over 30 responses asking people about traffic law enforcement in their communities. Again, this is through the Jefferson Exchange Facebook page. It's easy to like us there and get these surveys every week on your wall or stream or whatever the Facebook lingo is. But yeah, the results here were interesting in that we asked people which traffic laws are over-enforced and which traffic laws aren't enforced enough in their areas. Oh, and we also asked them if they thought overall the enforcement was too heavy, too light, or about right. And half of our survey respondents said it was too much.
Really?
Too many traffic tickets going out.
Really? So that length, what, about a quarter split with it was just about right and that it was too light?
Right. A quarter for just about right, and then 28%, taking a little bit out of that half I quoted for too heavy, said, you know, there's just not enough enforcement. I mean, some people in Reading were a little bit not pleased that we were talking about red light cameras. Robert in Reading wrote, "You have to be a careless driver to get a camera ticket. They're so easy to judge and avoid. Everyone has a lame excuse, but get real. I like those cameras. I laugh every time they go off. It's always an idiot hurrying through because nothing is as important as their time and their appointment." So that from Robert in Reading. That was not the majority opinion that we got. A lot of folks felt that the red light cameras were unfair, and we got quite a few both personal stories and maybe more legal opinions on why or why not.
I was glad to hear that there was somebody who was going to stick up for the red light cameras, because I could, you know, there's the inevitable response to, like, well, just drive better.
Yeah.
That you tend to get in situations like this. It's like, it's not the tool, it's the tool measuring your driving.
Right, like in the grand scheme of injustice, really? But, you know, I think when we asked people directly about this topic, they did have thoughts about it. Mostly, I think this one, and actually this person didn't leave their name, but they did say they're from Reading. They said, "Red light cameras give out thousands of tickets for infractions most cops wouldn't even bother with. They don't ticket the people who block the intersection if it was green upon entry, which is a real problem. They don't ticket people who block intersections. They are very expensive, and it's a huge cost if you don't make a lot of money and could put your family at financial risk. The worst part is that our local law enforcement agencies don't see a fraction of these revenues. It goes to a corporation." So more people echoed that it's not the jurisdiction of a private company to be giving people law enforcement fines or tickets. Ron in Reading echoed those concerns. He said, "Only law enforcement officers in the judicial system can impose fines for criminal acts." I don't know if a traffic fine is a criminal act. This one, our no-name contributor there mentioned the huge financial costs that they can levy. We had someone, Amanda in Reading, wrote in with some numbers on that point. So how much does a red light ticket really set you back? She said, "My 22-year-old son was ticketed twice for not stopping fully on a right turn. He never threw a fit, which made me proud, but the fines are so high. He said the people behind him honk if you stop. He handed over the $479 plus his first $70 payment for a traffic class. His money, not mine. He works part-time and goes to school at Shasta College." So that from Amanda in Reading, over $500 right out of the box for what sounds like a rolling right turn.
All right, so let's get your thoughts on this, Vince. Day. Are people crying over spilled milk when they're talking about the red light cameras? Is it something that they could control in their own lives a little better? Or is it something that is just overzealous in enforcement? Is this, I hate to bring the name up, but, you know, Ferguson, Missouri made a lot of money off of its traffic infractions, and that was one of the reasons it drew the attention of the Justice Department, that they were doing so much in the way of ticketing people to bring in income for the city. We will get the folks on from the city of Reading at some point to defend the red light cameras, but let's get your thoughts about traffic enforcement generally on this Vince Day. Our alternate topic is Super Tuesday results. Is Donald Trump inevitable as the Republican nominee at this point? Is Hillary Clinton inevitable? Or does Bernie Sanders still have a window there? Does Marco Rubio? Does Ted Cruz? Join us on Vince Day with your thoughts. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Brad in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Brad,
Jeffrey,
there?
And Emily, thank you. I never resent a stopping at a stop sign or a stoplight when there is cross traffic. But when there is no cross traffic, and I can easily see that, I always resent it. And this is a perfect topic for Vince Day, because I get really irate about this, that we have this system that makes the law more important than the reason for the law. And then it results in these enormous fines, which are far more expensive to poor people than they are to rich people, because rich people can afford this stuff. Poor people can't. $500? Are you kidding me? Anyway, the law should be changed. I'm not for breaking the law, but I think the law should be changed, that the stop signs and stoplights means you stop when there is cross traffic. It's your responsibility to stop, because the purpose is to not crash into each other. But when you can clearly see that there is no one there, there should be no reason that we should have to stop. And there should be no fine given if we're caught doing that, because there was no cross traffic. There was no endangerment. There was no one injured. all this is a way of forcing law on its own sake and then generating revenues out of it. And it implies that we're too stupid to realize when there's people in the cross traffic and when there's not.
But so Brad, I can already see you get two different kinds of drivers in those situations, though. If the law were changed to allow you to proceed if nobody's in the intersection, you get the people going to crank up to the intersection at 40 miles an hour and screech on the brakes if there is somebody there, versus the people who will approach it as if they're going to stop and then they'll go when there's nobody there.
We have to screech on the brakes now when the light suddenly changes, when we're trying to guess when the light is going to change, coming down the highway, trying to hope that you're going to stay in the green till you get through. Finally, it turns to yellow right at the last minute. You have to scram on the brakes. There's a chance for rear-end collisions and so forth. I think if someone were to poke their nose out into an intersection and impede the right-of-way traffic at all, that the right-of-way traffic had to slow even, then that's a real offense. That should be ticketed heavily. If they break the law and go through a stop sign or stop line in an intersection when there was right-of-way and crashing them, that's an enormous offense. But to go through a stop sign or a stoplight when there is no one there and everyone can see there's no one there should not be an offense at all.
All right, Brad,
I think
thanks.
The law should be changed. Thank you for letting me say that.
Sure. All right, take care. This is Events Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Jeffrey Riley and Emily Curitan taking your calls on traffic law enforcement. Is there too much? Is there too little? What are the particular pet peeves you have in enforcement? What are tickets you may have gotten in the past that you really thought you didn't deserve, or things you got away with that you really thought somebody should have pulled you over for? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic is the Super Tuesday results from yesterday, with the multiple wins by Donald Trump on the Republican side in primaries and caucuses, the multiple wins by Hillary Clinton. Yes, there are multiple wins by Bernie Sanders as well. And there were three states primaries and caucuses that went for Ted Cruz and one for Marco Rubio. So a bit of a mixed bag there, but a lot of delegates accrued by both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, adding to this sense of potential inevitability for them as the nominees of their party. What do you think about where things are going? What do you think you will see down the road? What might derail either one of the two heavyweight candidates on the way to the nomination? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. And Emily's got some more stuff off the survey.
I sure do. And something that Brad said kind of resonated with me. He mentioned the real offenses here in traffic. I think what we're talking about to a great extent is not what do people do that's illegal. It's the enforcement of traffic laws. And is that enforcement tackling some of the more egregious offenses? And survey respondents for this three questions we put up on our Facebook page, they seem to think that there was too much focus on the red light cameras, which tend to catch people not necessarily blasting through a red light, but not coming to a complete stop, and too lax enforcement. We asked them that as well, which traffic laws aren't enforced enough, and people often said speeding, reckless driving, cell phone use, or getting too close to bicyclists and pedestrians when we're on the road. So these are the things that can really cost somebody their lives. And they were singled out, you know, by quite a good number of our 30-something survey respondents. One thing about the red light cameras that a couple of people brought up, this one comes from Aaron in Cottonwood, California. Aaron wrote that red light cameras are bad for local business. And when I read that, I kind of wondered, what did she mean? And then we got a comment from Kathy in Oak Run, who kind of clarified it for me. She said, "Nothing like a nice, hearty welcome to Reading. Here's your $500 ticket souvenir." Shaking my head, Kathy writes, as if Reading doesn't already have a problem reputation. Well, she says it doesn't have a great reputation, but quotes are hard to convey here on the air.
They indeed are. I was curious to hear that you just said something about somebody was concerned that there wasn't enough enforcement of people who were making dangerous moves around bicycles. I think I saw at least one comment in there from somebody who thought it was the bicycles themselves that needed to get a ticket every so often, or the people riding the bicycles.
Yeah, you know, that one doesn't pop out at me. The one that did was that we're supposed to give a 3-foot law, 3 feet of space when you pass a bicycle. We did have a number of comments. Some of them I don't really care to echo. I don't know if that's Events Day rule or not, but people pointed to, you know, how is it that you can be transient or druggies that get away with everything and jaywalking? Jaywalking came up more than once on this survey as something that's too lax, at least from people in Reading who responded. Jaywalking through traffic seemed to be a bit of a pet peeve for them.
Okay, more comments from the phones on this Vince Day. Here's John and Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange.
Hi.
Hi.
I thinking of the traffic cameras. I think they, I agree with all of the negative comments, and I think that it's bad, and it actually creates a hazard, an extra hazard when you're in the intersection. And you, the time I was caught on camera, and it was in Albuquerque, and I didn't realize until, you know, in that moment, in the middle of the intersection, I realized there was a camera, and it was going off, and I was had, and it kind of creates an irrational panic, or an upset, at least, that creates an additional hazard. But the thing I was thinking about, the reason I called, is because it's bad government policy to remove the human face. It's a chance, oddly enough, maybe, it's a chance for a citizen to interact with a police officer in a good way.
Instead of a machine.
You know, like they used to do. I don't see many cops on the road anymore, frankly.
All right. Thanks for your thoughts, John. Appreciate that. Let's move on to Bill in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about traffic enforcement and Super Tuesday. Bill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a big problem because there's no time. If the light goes yellow, you don't even have 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try and stop, and then you worry about getting hit from behind.
Okay. Well, that's something that echoes what Jay Bieber talked about earlier from Safer Streets LA, where part of the problem with the red light cameras he found in the greater Los Angeles area was that people were trying so hard to not get nailed by the red light cameras, they were causing rear-end collisions. Thanks for your thoughts, Bill. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. I wanted to comment about the Super Tuesday.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I'm really irritated about the whole thing is the news media keeps telling everybody that the election's over because this person or that person has enough votes that nobody else could ever beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on the other hand, all they do is complain about because Americans don't go out and vote. Well, after Iowa, they told us that the election was over. And then after New Hampshire, they told us that the election is over. And then people pretty soon, if they're not astute enough to kind of not pay attention to that, they sort of start saying, wow, why should I even do anything? Why should I vote? I mean, I wish that there was a law against that. And the other thing that really ticks me off is I'm sick of polls. They use these polls like they're facts when they're not facts. They're just little fragments of a moment in history that are changed by everything. And so I just don't feel the American people are getting a fair chance to exercise their right as a citizen.
It's pretty hard to stay informed and ignore all the things that you hear like that, is what you're saying, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, and so much of it is just a damn lie anyway.
Give me an example.
Go ahead.
Give me an example, Dennis.
I can't hear you.
Okay, it looks like we're having a hearing problem there. Sorry about that, Dennis, but yes, it's it has been remarked upon several times that the commentators can give a sense of inevitability or a sense of momentum building up, which in fact can then be refuted by the next round of results. There's more voting left to do, certainly. The next big prize is the Florida primary in 2 weeks, which is one of the most populated states in the country. So a lot of delegates awarded there. Much to talk about still about politics. A few minutes left here on this Jefferson Exchange Vents Day to talk about Super Tuesday and the presidential races and also about traffic issues. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. You have more from the survey you'd like to share, Emily?
Yeah, and don't forget about Facebook. We've still got that survey up on our page, also on our Twitter @JeffExchange. And would love to hear your responses even after we wrap up this Vents Day segment. Here's one I like. It's from Andy in Reading, and it starts on a somewhat poetic note. I've always wanted to stand on the corner holding a bunch of balloons that float in front of the red light cameras. It's not illegal to hold balloons on the sidewalk, best to my knowledge. The data is clear. Safety does not improve with red light cameras. If it were about safety and not efficiency, the ticket would be small. Putting two or a dollar in a jar doesn't matter unless you plan to rob the jar and want everyone to put $2 in it. So Andy in Reading there with quite a lot of imagery, and look for the man with the bunch of balloons on the corner of Reading. Probably not as whimsical intentions there as it might first appear. I don't know about that, Andy. I don't think there are any laws against holding balloons, but there probably are laws against trying to thwart a red light camera. That's just a guess. He makes an interesting point, though. What do you guys think about the $500 fine? I mean, should there be a one-size-fits-all fine for an infraction that can have a lot of different nuances to it in terms of why people run a red light or what's going on?
We have an email here from Joe in Talent on the same subject. He says, I usually meet my friends for breakfast at Hometown Buffet on Sunday morning, and while sitting there, I see the flash go off at that intersection almost constantly. Someone is making a ton of cash. This is at Barnett Road and Stewart Avenue in Medford. He says, I was ticketed for being stopped a little too far into the intersection, not running the light, but stopping while yellow with the front end of my car over the broad white line. A few days later, $250 ticket shows up. Nice racket, says Joe in Talent. More on Super Tuesday. Let's go to Derek in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, I just wanted to predict Donald Trump presidency. While I see that Hillary Clinton, she may have an opportunity to beat him, I have this feeling that she's got negatives in two categories. She's lost people like me who know her history and policies, who are progressive and aren't really interested in voting for someone with that history. And then she's lost people that just don't like her. So her favorability is like 53% negative. Trump is lower, but he's quite right in the sense that he's actually expanding the Republican base. I can't imagine a Trump presidency, but I think I'm going to have to.
Well, so, but based on what you were just saying about your own feelings, will you not vote for Hillary if she's the nominee?
I've spent almost 25 years voting defensively and not being able to vote for who I want to vote for because of fear of the other side. So I have no intention of continuing to vote defensively.
Okay, so you'll vote for who you want, or if they're not on the ballot, you're not
going
to vote.
I will vote, and I'll write someone in. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that is the other thing. There's probably a third-party candidate coming. It's just that I find it interesting. The Democrats seem willing to lose with Hillary rather than win with Bernie, which is what they were. That was essentially the choice they gave him when you look at her favorability rating. And it's just amazing.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Derek. Appreciate that. We're going to hear a lot more thoughts about politics through this year. We're not going to make this an every Vince Day thing to talk about election results. We can think of a couple of key moments, particularly after our primaries, when we get them in May in Oregon and in June in California. And then certainly after the general election in November. Final thoughts from Emily?
I don't understand people being mad when they get caught by red light cameras. Just don't go through the red light. That's our final thought from Elaine in Reading.
All right. Thank you for taking part in this Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley with Emily Curitan. This is Hour 1 of the Jefferson Exchange. Hour 2 coming up.